How can I know God is real?
What does the Bible say about politics?
Why does a good God allow suffering?
If you have questions about faith, life or culture, don't be afraid to ask. This is Ask with David Dean.
G'day everyone, Dave Dean here. And our question for the week is, what is God's presence? God's presence is a complex thing that we can consider from a number of different angles. First, as creator, we can think of God's presence more broadly or in general. Think of an author of a story. Being the author means they are removed from the story, but in another sense, it means they are deeply embedded in the story on every page, in fact, precisely because they are the author of every single word. Similarly, God is both removed from the creation as the creator, but at the same time, he is deeply connected to it as its sustainer. For from him and to him and through him are all things, we read in Romans chapter 11. Second, as revealer, we can think of God's visible presence as God specially reveals himself to people through their physical senses in things like dreams or visions, manifestations like Moses and the burning bush, or the most notable of all, the incarnation of Jesus, Emmanuel, as John writes, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and have touched with our hands concerning the word of life. The life was made manifest and we have seen it and we testify to it and proclaim to you the eternal life which was with the Father and was made manifest to us, Christ Jesus. Third, as Christians, we can think of God's relational presence as the Holy Spirit dwells within believers. The Spirit resides within the hearts and lives of the faithful, guiding, comforting, and empowering us along life's narrow way. We don't have to go to a temple to have an encounter with God, for God temples in us. And fourth, as promised and as hinted at variously throughout the Bible, we can think of God's actual presence in the unmediated, glorious sense where people will dwell with God in the fullness of who he is in the age to come. As John says in Revelation, Jesus in heaven will be the very light by which we see.
Do you have a question about Christian beliefs, theology, doctrine, philosophy, or culture? Don't be afraid to ask. Go to drcdean.com/ask. That's Dean with an E.